Hey, something we've talked about here in the past couple days, and Ron and I have a real concern about this, is the story of a young lady. She was 16 years old, a stellar student at Rogers High School in Puyallup. Her name is Danielle McCarthy, and, she passed away in the early morning hours of New Year's 2007, and it's a very, very mysterious death, and we're trying to figure out what happened to her in those final moments. And joining us in studio right now, Danielle's mom and dad are here, and Lisa's here, Patrick's here. And Patrick, first and foremost, thanks for coming by tonight at this very tough time. We appreciate you guys coming by and sharing your story tonight, okay?
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, very brave right now. We're so sorry.
First and foremost, tell us what we know. Is take us back, if you will, to New Year's. Tell us what we know as far as the information. And Lisa, maybe you'd be better at doing this than Patrick. But what do we know right now as we're sitting here as far as what happened to your daughter on New Year's?
We know that on New Year's Eve, I took her over to a friend's house to spend the night, and sometime during the evening, the friend, Danielle, and another friend left the house.
It's okay. She, with us, we've got seven children. She was the youngest. She was a good girl, and we made sure that there was three things that she had. She had money, she had cell phone, she had minutes for her cell phone. It was her, what she had done was, when she left, she would say, "I love you, Mom, and I'll call you later." That was one of the things that we had asked her to do, and she always did it. No matter if she went and checked the mail, she would call, you know.
And so we understand that she's spending the night. I think a lot of kids do this on New Year's.
Right.
Someone probably called and said, there's a party. Do you guys want to come check out the party?
Right.
Is that what happened with your daughter on New Year's?
Exactly. I mean, she had told us that she would stay in. And, you know, kids are kids. And she had heard that there was a local party in Puyallup that she was going to sneak away to for a couple of hours. And that fell through.
And so you've confirmed that they did leave the house where they were supposed to spend the night. Where did they end up? Do we know that?
Well, again, she was supposed to spend the night, go to a quick party in Puyallup and sneak back, but that party fell through. There's a gentleman that came to the door and wanted to take them out, and he did. We know that she went from Puyallup to a party in Edmonds. She became violently ill. Instead of helping her, they took her to a party in the U District, and that's kind of muddy there.
Yeah, Patrick, when you say she became violently ill, it says in the paper that she'd been thrown up for 2 or 3 hours. Is that right?
2 or 3 hours. That's what we had heard.
Now, how do you know that? Do you know that from other partygoers? Is this something that the police have been able to put together? But how do you know this much information so far, Patrick?
From the other, from the girl and the guy that had picked her up and took her to that party, that she did start getting sick. Instead of helping her, they took her to another party in the U District. When she got real sick, they decided to go back to the original party in Edmonds.
So she was sitting on a couch or in a bedroom or somewhere by herself, just thrown up for 2 or 3 hours?
Exactly. And she, what we heard is that she would get up once in a while. She would speak to the crowd that was there. She would go back, sit down, or lay down until she couldn't stand anymore.
Yeah. Mm. Do we know what time of the night or what time of the evening this was at?
We're not quite sure. Again, it's muddy, but our daughter did call us at 10 minutes after 10 to check in, like we had asked, and she said everything's fine. She talked to my wife, Lisa, said everything's fine. I'm in for the evening. And knowing our daughter, we would have noticed a difference in speech or if there was anything wrong, she would have asked us to pick her up.
So at that point in time, when you dropped her off, you felt like she was going to stay with her friend for the rest of the evening, and then you would see her the next day.
Yes.
But we have been able to piece together that she did what a lot of young people do. You sneak out on mom and dad, and you may go party hopping. That's something that we've all done.
Right.
But it shouldn't end in a tragedy like this. And I know you guys are here tonight because we're just trying to find out more information. So let's do this. It's 5:15 on News Radio 710 Cairo. We're going to go ahead, and Lisa, we're glad you're here, and you're very strong, and there's a box of tissues, okay? You hang in there. You're a good mom. We're going to come back. We'll take a look at the cars, get ourselves together, and then we're going to throw out a phone number and see if we can find out some more information about what happened to Danielle McCarthy. All right, 5:17 on News Radio 710 Cairo. And Ron and I have worked with young people all our lives, and young people sometimes make mistakes. But Danielle didn't make the type of mistake where she deserved to die on New Year's. And I'm just so happy that Lisa and Patrick, mom and dad, are here. Mm. Usually mom and dad show up when they're really ticked and mad because you go through these cycles of pain and emotion. And as you can perceive right now, Lisa, of course, Danielle's mother, is grieving right now.
Absolutely.
But in a couple weeks, in a couple months, she's going to be very ticked off and very angry and very mad and very upset, and she should be. Patrick, you shared a couple things with us before the show got rolling tonight, and I'd like to read something here and then talk more about Danielle here in just a moment. But you handed me a piece of paper, and at the top of the piece of paper, it says, Crazy on the Corner by Danielle McCarthy. It's dated December 11th, 2006. So this was just a couple weeks ago, period number 5. Is this a paper that you wrote for school? Is that what this is?
Yes, it is. My daughter, you know, she writes things down just like any kid would. Mm-hmm. If they got something in their head, they need to put it down. And this is a letter or an essay, I should say, that we had found in a room the day we found out that she had passed away.
Yeah. And she writes beautifully, by the way. She really does. I'm not going to read all of it, but just a little bit. And I think it will help us give some kind of idea of at least right. Danielle's mindset and maybe some of the folks that she was hanging out with. Danielle writes, Lately, I've realized more that people you hang out with change you more than you like to think. In fact, more than I used to think. In fact, I used to think I was my own person and no one could change that. But I've been hanging out with a different group of people lately and they've rubbed off on me more than I thought they would. I'm so unhappy with my life right now and it's now 'cause that I feel like I don't even know who I am. And I hate this. And she goes on to write some other things. So explain to us, Danielle, she's 16 years young. She's going to Rogers High School in Puyallup. She's a stellar student there. Did Danielle recently start hanging out with a different group of kids as far as what you know, Patrick?
Well, it wasn't a different group of kids. She was the type of girl that if she saw somebody standing in the corner alone and wasn't part of the in crowd, she would bring them over. She would introduce them to different people. She wanted people to be happy and smile. So with this, she wanted, and our feelings is she wanted to back away from this group. It wasn't doing her any good, but she didn't want to back away and hurt their feelings. So what she was doing is she was backing away slowly, keep them at a distance, but still keep them friends.
What do you think your daughter meant when she talked about that she felt like she was changing, these people were rubbing off on her? What does that mean?
It means that it wasn't what she wanted to be. She was a person for everyone. She didn't want to be classified in one simple group or the cool crowd or the nerds or the, if you understand.
Was your daughter in with a party crowd where they
not
drank and did drugs?
No, not at all. She was an advocate for not doing drugs. She's not squeaky clean. She's close to it. And she talked to my wife all the time, told her everything. If she went out for the night, this is what I did. She admits she's had a beer or two, but she couldn't stomach anything more than that.
Yeah. So, Danielle, we know this. We know that she went over to a friend's house.
Right.
She did what a lot of kids do, where she snuck out. She went to a few parties. We know she ended up at one of these parties for two or three hours. It's reported that she was thrown up. She was sick. And then the next thing we know, at least according to the paper, is that the partygoers dropped her off at Stevens Hospital. What happened at Stevens Hospital?
We don't know. We don't know time of death. We've never been contacted by Stevens Hospital. We were the ones that had to find out the hard way, and that was through our neighbor. Our neighbor has a daughter. It's the same age as my daughter. Come running across the street in the front door screaming, your daughter is dead. That's how we found out.
I'm sorry about that.
And nobody has contacted us contacted us as of yet.
So did someone check her into the emergency room?
They would have had to.
Did they literally take the body and leave it at the hospital? How did that, do you know any of that
information? I really don't know. I know she had her ID on her and she had her phone on her, so we don't know. Again, once we heard the news from our neighbor, I had to make the phone calls to find out where she was at. By the time I found her, it was about an hour later and she was at the medical examiner's office. That's about as far as I can go.
What is Edmonds Police telling you right now? And is Edmonds Police Department, have they been helpful?
Oh, they've been great.
Good.
Those people are great. The detective, he calls me every day. We speak every day. I know he's, you know, I could see it in his heart. He needs to take care of this for us. And I don't believe he'll ever stop until he gets the answers that we need.
No. Patrick, what do you think happened? And you know, you're the dad here, and you got a gut about your 16-year-old. What do you think happened to your little baby girl?
From my heart, what I believe is that when the first party fell through, again, she was taken to a second party in Edmonds. Not knowing where Edmonds was, she went along. Maybe she believed it was right next to Puyallup. But I believe in my heart that she was taken someplace where she didn't want to be. And we've always taught our kids, if it's a situation that you're in and it's difficult, step away. We would always, you know, come and get her.
Mm-hmm.
In my heart, I feel that, you know, wasn't done by her hand.
Hmm. Yeah. So, as far as these partygoers go, is anyone stepping forward and are police talking with these partygoers? Do we know who these partygoers are?
They do. They know exactly who they're dealing with. The murky part, as we talk today, is the party that happened in the U District. I believe it was Greek Row. I'm not mm-hmm. up on that. That's where we're having a real difficult time, because she did go from Puyallup to Edmonds, from Edmonds to the U District, and the U District back to Edmonds. We need to find out a lot more information about what happened in Seattle.
And so if you could give us the top three or four things that you would need in hopes that if someone's listening to the Ron and Don Show tonight that was at one of these parties, or they have a niece or nephew, son or daughter that was at one of these parties, what would be the best piece of information we could get?
Any. If you saw her, if you heard her name and you noticed the time, what street, what house, any information at all. It could be the smallest of information might be the answer that we're looking for. It's a big puzzle, and we need to start putting this together.
I'm going to ask you something really delicate. Do you think your daughter was drugged? Could someone have slipped her a roofie? And your daughter, looking at her picture, she's like her mom. She's a very beautiful young lady, and we know there's young men out there that pass roofies and try to do things to young people all
That's
the time.
True.
So I know it's tough to think about that at this time, but may that be a reason why there's not a lot of people coming forward right now, because they have something to hide.
That it might be. I'm not going to say that she didn't experiment, but in my heart, as her dad, for 16 years, and as beautiful as she was and how open she was, she didn't do this voluntarily.
Right.
That is coming from me only. That is from my heart.
Yeah. I'm going to give out the phone number here in just a moment, and if you have any information, there's hundreds of thousands of people that are listening to this radio show right now, and if you have any information, we'll give you a phone number, and when we give you this phone number, you don't even have to say who you are. You can just leave a message, and I understand, is this tip line connected to the Edmonds Police Department?
Yes,
is that right?
It is. It's a direct line. They don't pick up. It's automated.
So it's anonymous.
Yes, it can be. Any type of information at all would be greatly appreciated.
Hey, Lisa, in our final moments here, anything that you'd like to say, anything that you'd like to add, and we just appreciate that you drove all the way from Puyallup tonight to meet us over here at Cairo, so thanks for coming. Anything else that you think would be helpful?
Just that if you know anything at all, we do deserve to know about our daughter's last night.
Yeah.
And we would appreciate anything at all.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm going to give the phone number out, and then also, you know, maybe you know something and you just don't feel like you want to pick up the phone right now. We're just begging you to do it. You can go to 710cairo.com. Is that right, Jennifer? Do we have the tip line phone number
up? Yeah, tip line's up at the website.
710cairo.com. And you can call this phone number right now and help Edmonds Police just try to figure out what happened with Danielle McCarthy in their final moments, because her parents would just really like to know. You ready for the phone number? Here it is, 425-771-0212. That's 425-771-0212. I'll give it to you again. And, Ron, as you shared, you can call, you can leave a message. You don't even have to say who you are.
It can be anonymous if you need it to be anonymous. And many people have a son or daughter at the UW. Ask them when you get home tonight, or give them a call and say, were you on Greek Row New Year's Eve? Do you remember seeing this? There may be someone that remembers some detail, because those parties on Greek Row, I know every fraternity and sorority house probably had a party. There are many, many of our listeners that may have gone through those parties.
Yeah. All right, so there's the phone number, 425-771-0212, 425-771-0212. And if you'd like to see a picture of Danielle, we have it up at our website at 710cairo.com. At 710cairo.com. Hey, Patrick, you did good. Thanks for coming down tonight.
Thank you for having us. You're a good dad, okay? Thank you very much.
Lisa, good job, and we're going to stay on top of this. We're going to keep talking about it, and we'll see if we can't get that phone line to ring over there so we can find out what happened to your beautiful daughter, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, you guys keep your head up and your shoulders back. 528, the news is next on News Radio 710 Cairo.
The Ron and Don Show on News Radio 710 Cairo.